views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Let's talk about your juicy love with me, Una Drake. We explore relationships, dating, sacred union, communication, conscious love, healthy boundaries, and much more. As a dating and relationship coach for over 5 years, with a background in shamanic healing and metaphysical work, I've helped men and women, young and old, from all walks of life. My mission is to increase peace, joy, and love on planet Earth. So listen in and stay juicy.
Hi, I'm Una Drake, and I'm here today with Ben Goldman. Ben, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Una, for inviting me.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to get a chance to talk with you. And what we're talking about today is the number one reason that relationships fail and how we can deal with that by listening from the four directions. So I'm really excited to talk with you because you also have a background in shamanic healing and you're an artist and just a cultural change maker. I mean, and you've been doing cool stuff for decades, and I'm just really privileged to have a chance to talk with you. So thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of what you're up to these days and what you've got going on and what, you know, just a little bit about what makes you interested in kind of the topic of relationships and, you know, a little bit about what you want to share with us today?
Okay. Well, just a little bit about myself. I guess I consider myself an expert of change. And just yesterday, the relationship I've been in ended. So there's an example. So I'm right in the thick of this topic right now. And my career started with social change. My understanding it, measuring it, causing it. I'm my doctorate's in public policy, and my focus was in risk analysis. So it's really like the science of change for the worse. And then as my career progressed and I took on leadership positions, I became an expert of organizational change. And I became kind of known as a turnaround specialist. And so after about 3 decades of that kind of outwardly focused work, I burned out. And then my marriage ended. And so I've been spending the last 6 years or so focused almost entirely on personal change, self-development, relationships, spirituality. And I've done, you name it, I've done it. I embodied a Black Panther during like holotropic breathwork, and I've sweated in Death Valley in a vision fast, and I've meditated for weeks straight, and you know I've learned from mystics and high performance experts, and I've gone to couples therapy and men's retreats, and on and on and on, and so all of this experience, both studying and experiencing change, I've incorporated into my latest venture, which is called Wild Call Weekend. And I can tell you more about that later.
I can't wait to learn more. But today, we're going to be in the bulk of the interview, we're going to be talking about change. Just like you said, you're an expert in change. And I just want to hear. So that is what, like you said, the number one reason that relationships fail. And that makes sense. Like on one hand, it's like, it seems simplistic, but on the other hand, yeah, the world changes. We change. Everything is changing all the time. So, I'd love to hear a little bit more about the four directions, you know, from your perspective. And if you could just say a little bit about the nature breakthrough method and the weekend, the wild call weekend that you do and how you, I know we're going to talk about that more later, but you take people through all your training, you take people through a process so they can more gracefully handle change in their lives. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what we do.
And, yeah.
If we start with a question of what's the cause of failure in relationship, we could say change, or I kind of could jokingly say it's because he turned out to be a jerk. And that's partly a joke because most divorces are initiated by women, 2/3, I believe. But it's also right on target because it's that he turned out, or your partner turns out, different than you expect. You've heard this, you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife, like from the Talking Heads. And that's how the change often is a surprise, hits us as a surprise. And so what I teach at the Wild Call Weekend, the first step of it is a really ancient practice of called the Four Directions. Mm-hmm. And all that is really is a pair of polarities. And so, just asking the question about why do relationships fail, you're already thinking in terms of polarity. Okay? Because you're already using a word, that fail, which has a negative judgment to it. And it's in opposition to succeed, so part of what a big part of what I'm teaching is hearing that trap of the polarity that we often think in that's, and that kind of pattern of thinking shapes what we think is reality and shapes how we feel and how we behave. The quote, well, it's not a quote, but Pythagoras said something like, truth is a harmonic. And so that's what I try to teach, is that there's a harmonic going on. So I try to teach how to listen to the harmonics, as opposed to what we normally do, which is I want success, not failure. I want, good, not bad. I want to be right, not wrong. Where you're stuck inside of the polarity, and that, from a Buddhist perspective, for example, that's the cause of suffering, is you're either craving or you're having an aversion. And unless you can kind of remove yourself, step back from that, you're going to probably be suffering.
Wow. That's really profound. And can you talk a little bit more about, I'm fascinated by the listening for the harmonic. Do you mean like listening for something kind of above the duality, like you're talking about, like listening for what's kind of above the situation? Or can you explain that a little bit more? Cause I'm not sure that I totally get it.
That's basically right. Like, you can't solve a problem from within the problem.
Right.
You need perspective. You need to kind of get perspective. And, just like the way our eyes work, where we can see into the distance because our eyes are in two different locations, this kind of harmonic is being able to hear more than one perspective at once. And that basically means stepping out of the trap of polarity, where we think everything is an either or. This is not easy to do, because not only does our lazy mind, not only through evolution, I think our minds are built this way. So we think fight, flight, this is just how we're instinctually, I think, behaving. But that's what relationship is. It's a polarity. So it's at the very, it's intrinsic aspect of relationship, Even your relationship to yourself, unless you make a distinction there of some kind in your mind, you can't even love yourself. You can't even have a relationship with yourself, right? It's all about polarity. And then to go even deeper, that's all life is. Life is all polarity. So, you know, it's down to the atoms. It's all the positive and the negative. And so I forget what your question was.
I think you got to it. And I know we're getting onto to a break here soon, but that's really fascinating. Can you quickly tell us what those four directions are that you are talking about, what we're going to listening to the four directions? Is it itself? And then can you go into what those are? Or
well, so the four directions is the kind of first step in what I call a kind of sacred countdown from 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off to kind of change.
And
It's really just kind of a scaffolding for hanging, an infinite number of metaphors. And so there's no one, when we ask what are the four directions, you know, it's north, south, east, west, right? That's the pair of polarity. And it's easy just to assume that that's real. You know, of course there's a north and a south, but it's not real. It's made up. There, you know, there's nothing real about it. It's just a concept on the one hand, and on the other hand, it's very real. And so so one way of listening from the four directions, so that this doesn't sound just abstract, it's very physical. You know, so what I teach at the Wild Call Weekend, it's metaphorical, but there's also a very physical aspect to this coordinate system, not just in the geography. But so we want you to be we are learning how to listen with not only your ears, for example, but with all of your senses and with your entire body. That would be from the south. That would be the metaphor from the south. Mm-hmm. We want you to listen from your heart, you know, which would be from the west. We want you to listen with your mind, which is how we usually think of listening to the north. And then you learn how to listen to nature from the east with your feet on the ground, you know, in nature. And in nature, you listen, you can hear, if you tune into it, it's constantly changing. Okay, so there's no way to be in nature listening.
Wow.
Being overwhelmed by the constant change of it. And we're not used to hearing that in a way in our busy city life. You know, we kind of usually tune all that stuff out.
And when we tune into nature, then it adds like a whole other level, I think, of kind of mystery to it kind of takes it to another level than we're used to dealing with. So, thank you. Okay, we got to go to break right now, but we'll be right back and talking to Ben Goldman some more. Thank you.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
All right, we're back. I'm Una Drake, and I'm here with Ben Goldman, and we're talking about the number one reason that relationships fail and how listening from the four directions can reveal a path forward. All right, so what we talked about a little bit in the first segment is change. The number one reason that relationships fail is change. So let's talk about, the only constant is change. It happens. And yet we have this kind of cultural myth, I think, that once you find the right person, once you're in that ideal relationship, so to speak, and I should probably do ideal in air quotes, once you're in the perfect relationship, then it will be happily ever after and nothing will ever change and you'll always be happy forever. But we know, that that's just simply not the case. People change, there's change constantly going on all the levels. And, personally, in a relationship, outside forces can change a situation. Can you talk about that a little bit? Like, how does change influence on the four directions? We were talking about the four directions earlier. And how can we listen for that change and that can give us insight into maybe it doesn't need to mean the breakup of a relationship or how can we flow with it gracefully and accept change?
Well, the thing about myths is that on the one hand, they are a fantasy or they're not real. And on the other hand, they stick around because there's something very real about them. And so, this is what you're bringing up is kind of another polarity, the happily ever after versus turmoil, let's say, or constant breakup or whatever. And obviously I would say that the idea of happily ever after is kind of stopping so a lot of the relationship advice you'll get will be like a three-legged stool that is sturdy and will stabilize things, which is great, but it's also not the whole picture. And what I like about the four directions is it's very comprehensive. So once you add that fourth leg to the stool, you start realizing the many ways things can get unstable, even though it'll still stand. But two metaphors. One would be you know, you can reach a stable point, let's say in the north, but then, and think, wow, this is perfect. And then you know, the myth is you go off into the sunset, happily ever after. And then, you know, what this metaphor does is it makes really clear, yeah, well, the sun's going to rise again in the east just in a couple hours, right? And so that whole sunset myth falls apart as soon as you think of it in the context of the four directions. Another wonderful metaphor that I like is that there's two types of love. This is kind of a more simple polarity, but it falls into this too, which is there's the love that we have of life, which would be the love of everything and everyone we know, you know, the love of our life, the love that we know. And in some ways, it's the love of things, I don't want to just say things, but it's the love of people thing. I'm just saying things to include everything, love of things that we don't want to lose, that we want to stay, we want to keep, we don't want it to change. And then there's the love of mystery,
uh-huh,
which is essential for our growth. It's essential for, you know, it's our yearning, it's our potential, it's our, you know, it's the spirit. It's why so many people feel this kind of longing for spirit, in the sense that there's more than just the thinginess of or the 1%, the mystics call it, the 1% world. And that's another one of these polarities. And so there, I don't know if that answers your question. I have a tool for thinking about that, but the four directions help to put this within a context. And thinking of change, you can think of change from four directions, you know, from the south change, you can think of change within yourself. And from the west, you can think of there's change in your partner. From the north, there's change in the relationship, which is distinct from each, you know, which is its own thing. It's kind of like its own animal. It's its own consciousness, even potentially. And then there's change in the context of the relationship, which is like the world, or, you know.
You lose a job, or like, let's make this like really, really concrete, you know, say, you know, you can lose a job, or, you know, something happens in yeah, your extended family or something like that, you know, that's going to have an effect on the relationship. Or, you know, if you change or your partner changes, I mean, it could be something like dramatic, like you get in a car wreck, or, you know, or you just, you know, suddenly open up a new, you know, interest, or, you know, hobby, or some, you know, there's some personal growth going on. And that could affect the relationship. It's not
all these things are changing independently, in a way, dependently and independently of each other. And we're often not fully aware of all of it. And you know, one of the things the Wild Call Weekend does is it offers an opportunity to just like stop and listen, look and listen, let's say, and to kind of get a sense of, ah, this is changing. You know, I'm way over here when I would like to be more over here, or this is affecting my life in a way, you know, how do I, it gives you more perspective.
Yeah. I think that's great, because I think a lot of times, I mean, we are constantly changing. Again, change is the only constant, but I think so often we don't necessarily acknowledge the change that is going on. A lot of times it seems like things stay the same, but in reality, there is constant movement, even if it's slow or seems to be in the background. And being aware, just bringing our consciousness to the change that's going on, can help us just acknowledge it, so we're not, say, just blaming our partner when, in fact, we're, say, going through a big shift. But if we're, and that's maybe creating tension in the relationship, like if we're going through a lot of, I'm just thinking of just stuff from my past, you know, like, you know, going through a lot of internal shifts myself, and then that brought up some friction in a relationship. And then I wanted to suddenly, you know, kind of project onto my partner that, you know, things were wrong with him, when it was really, I think, you know, precipitated by the change within me. You know, and is that kind of what you're saying? And just being aware of that.
It's being able to listen to that stuff. And You know, there's lots of relationship models that can be mapped or put in within this map. So, you know, like one, you know, whether you're listening to the love languages of like Gary Chapman or the active listening or imago therapy like of Harville Hendrix and Helen Hunt, or like here's one good example, like John Gottman has the Four Horsemen. I don't know if you've heard of this.
Yes, yes.
When things go really wrong, you will have, you know, what you'll hear if you're able to hear it is criticism from the South and stonewalling from the West and defensiveness from the North and contempt from the East. And sometimes, you know, that's contempt not just for your partner, but, you know, when things go really, when things get really poisonous, it can be contempt for yourself as well. And, you know, part of going into the woods like this and taking this kind of going through the kind of process that I offer gets you to listen to, you know, the words that you're telling yourself. But, you know, part of what this is it's kind of modulation, like tuning. So you start hearing frequencies that you don't usually hear. And they can, you know, sometimes what's happening is really loud and obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes it's really important to kind of quiet down and hear it in a more subtle way, or hear, you know, to listen differently.
Wow.
You know, one way we talk about that is called the way of counsel. And so that is listening from the South with lean expression, you know, like trying to be concise, listening from the West with our heart, you know, mm-hmm. really opening, being open, you know, because when relationships go sour, I think most of our instinct is to defend, is to close ourselves. You know, this is, what is that? That's from the North. You know, that's what our mind tells us to do, protect, you know.
Sure.
So listening, the way to get out of these traps, you have to open from the
yeah.
West. And then from the North with respect, and from the East as if your life depends on it. Because,
okay.
You know, it does. If you've hit rock bottom, if things are not working, it does.
Okay. We got to go to break right now, but we'll be right back and we'll talk more about that, because I think listening can open up a lot of options as far as how we respond to the change that inevitably happens. So thank you. I'm Una Drake. We're talking to Ben Goldman today about change in relationships. Thank you.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Chances are you've been on your conscious journey for many years and you've learned a lot about manifesting a wonderful life. But if you are like many others on their spiritual paths, you may still have some area of your life where you're feeling stuck. Perhaps you've read many books, attended lots of workshops, listened to many programs, and done plenty of inner work, and yet there is still something you'd like to change. With all the information out there, it may be hard to see the forest for the trees. Do you want to get a bird's eye view of that forest so you are empowered to navigate more effectively? Do you want to know the key to positive change and develop a personalized strategy for creating the changes you desire? Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for a 4-week webinar series beginning January 9th. Start your new year right and embrace the vibration of change. For more information, visit christineupchurch.com. That's christineupchurch.com or call 425-999-9836.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
All right, we're back. I'm Una Drake, and we're talking with Ben Goldman. And we're talking about change in relationships. Change is inevitable, and yet we fight it. We don't like it. We like stability. We want our relationships to stay the same when they're good, and we generally don't like change. But it happens all the time. So what can we do about it? Ben Goldman has a special way of teaching us how to listen, what he calls listening from the four directions. Because let's face it, change is going to happen and we need to flow with it. So Ben, let's talk about that. What do you mean by listening and how can that help us deal with change?
All right. Well, part of the listening, I think, is hearing how language is shaping our reality. So for example, when you say people hate change, which do they hate worse, change or being stuck?
Good question. Honestly, I think people stay stuck as long as they possibly can until it becomes less pain, until change becomes less painful than staying stuck. but
I think that sounds good. That was a good answer. I wasn't thinking of that. I guess what I'm just trying to point out is that again, if you listen closely, you can hear within your question that you're setting this up as a polarity. And I want to tell you a tool, but we may do that later. But there's a tool to get out of that type of a trap of polarity. Or I could tell you more about the process. So let me maybe start with the process, which is the first step would be this, the map is beginning to hear that this is happening, you know, that you're thinking in things in terms of a polarity, and that it, built into that is like a tension or an intention. Okay. And that the first step is to hear, is to listen to where you are. In other words, to hear what the tension is and where you are within that tension. And the four directions is, you know, the kind of universal age-old way that we navigate and map. And so that's the first question. It tells you, it answers, like, where are you? So we'd say, you know, the four is the quaternity of place, which, you know, Carl Jung would called, like, you know, an archetype of universal origin, basically. But then we have to move on from there. So the next step is three in the countdown. Four, three is the trinity of change. And the process that we use is you cross into, like, a in this 3-day weekend, you cross into you cross a threshold into the non-ordinary, into like a non-ordinary world. And this is you know, again, an ancient technology that's largely been lost, or what we have now is a very superficial version of it. But it's, you know, it's a rite of passage, and there's three parts to it. You know, this is the Trinity, and it's built into, for example, how every story is told. So there's an act one, an act two, an act three. It's built into a tool that I'll teach you, which is called the law of three, where you could say there's a thesis, an antithesis, and a thesis and a synthesis. What else can we tell about that? Well, there's a lot to do. That's a lot of what happens during the weekend. The next step is two, which is the duality of names, where you begin to come up with a new way of naming or labeling the harmonics that you're hearing, so that you can kind of name like where you are and what's your next step. And that's and then one is the process. One is the unity of spirit, where you are where in this weekend you apply the listening skills that you've learned to deeply witness each other in a circle of peers of how you've come out of the woods and what you've heard, and you listen to each other deeply. And then zero, the kind of blast off phase, is the nihility, or, you know, the zero of renewal, which is like the clean slate. So there's a whole, this process is kind of a cleansing process. And I didn't invent this. All I'm doing is sharing something, you know, that you could find everywhere on the globe, but long, long ago. And in our modern world, we've basically lost it.
That's really, really awesome. I love it. So it's like, yeah, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, blast off. That's really, really profound metaphors there. But can you, I kind of want to bring this down. I love the theory and the theoretical frameworks and stuff that you've established that you're talking about. But can we bring this down into with concrete examples? Because I would love for people, anyone listening right now, for people to be able to really apply this to maybe some relationship struggles that they're dealing with in their life, or something that they're, you know, trying to get over or deal with in a practical way, you know? So can you give us some concrete examples?
So the tool that I knew you would ask me this, so I'm trying to think of a simple tool. And the simple tool that I have personally found, it's both simple and it's like really not simple. It's
okay.
Really, but it's a like a mystical concept, but it's called the law of three. And it's in a way just a simple proposition that whenever there's a positive, there's not only a negative, but there's also a neutral. There's also a both. There's also a none of the above. There's always like a third way of looking at it. There's always like another level, or to gain perspective. So to me, the simple tool, when you're caught in like the misery of a conflict in a relationship or a loved one that is leaving you, or you know, just like the depth of a relationship struggle, you know, the first step is to listen to the words, to recognize that you're probably thinking in terms of polarity,
and right.
You know, it's some form of craving or aversion. You know, I can't stand what they're doing, or I really want this and I don't have this. This is what I want that I don't have, or this is what I have that I don't want, right? That, I mean, that's like the crux of most of these issues. And it's, and to hear the words, you know, and to hear specifically what that polarity is. And then, the second step would be to kind of clarify what the opposite is, you know, so this is what and then the third step is to recognize that it's just a polarity, and that it's that whenever you're stuck in a polarity, you know, at least from the perspective of the law of three, you can be certain that's not the whole picture.
Okay.
That's not the whole story. That's not the whole truth. And if what you want is to live a life of reality, you know, you can look at the polarity and understand there's always a third way of grappling with it.
It almost seems like I'm almost visualizing this, like we have to go to a different dimension or something, you know, like we can go, but if we like really want to see that from a different perspective, then we have to go like higher or something. Like we have to go to see it from a different perspective.
Well, yeah, it's funny. One of my expertise is in cartography, and like one of my books is called The Truth About Where You Live. It's an atlas. And so dimension, one way, you know, these are metaphors and just words. One way is a dimension, you know, so you can think of it like four directions, like multiple dimensions, but it also applies to time. So as a dimension, let's say. And so, you know, the four directions can apply to, you know, archetypes, to geography, to emotions, and to stages of the relationship, stages of life, times of day, you know, seasons of the year. I don't know if it's the semiotics, but most of our suffering is when we're using words that are one dimensional in the sense of from a positive and negative. And when we get, and our suffering is when we're caught inside of that. And we have to bring ourselves out outside of it. And whether you want to call that dimension or.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing. Okay. We got to go to break really soon, but I want to know how to do that because like I've been caught so many times in the polarity and, it's hard to know how to bust yourself out of that and like get to the place where you can see it from a different perspective. And all right, so we're going to go to break. I'm Una Drake. We're talking to Ben Goldman on how to deal with change in relationships. And we'll be right back. Thank you.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
All right, and we're back. I'm Una Drake, and I'm talking to Ben Goldman today. We're talking about the number one reason relationships fail and how listening from the four directions can reveal a path forward. So the number one reason, as we talked about earlier in the show, is change. So we're talking about how to deal with change in relationships and how listening from what Ben calls the four directions, that is, the four directions in relationships. Ben, can you just run through those again? The south is the heart. The north is the mind. The west is our partner. And the east is, you said that's nature, or the context of the relationship. And so these are fundamental polarities that we can look at in relationships. And we were talking about before the break how to, if we have a polarity, we can always look at it from a higher perspective to see something beyond the polarity, to get ourselves out of the polarity. So can you talk about that a little bit more?
Here's a proverb, an ancient Chinese proverb that I like, which is heaven's way is round, earth's way is square. And so that's kind of what we're talking about, is a kind of alchemy of squaring a circle or circling a square. And so, you know, all the four directions is like a tool, and it's a primitive tool. And so, you know, everything is way more complicated than this, but it's just it's kind of a way of entering this world of change. I lost your question again. It was...
Oh, sorry. We were talking on the break. We were just talking a little bit about how sometimes it's so easy to get stuck in the world of polarity and to get stuck in, like, I'm right, he's wrong, or she's wrong. Or, you know, like if we're in a relationship that's not going the way we want, because let's face it, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, then oftentimes it can be really hard to get out of that polarity of in pain. Let's face it. Oftentimes being stuck in the world of polarity means being stuck in the world of pain. So
yes.
How do we move beyond?
Okay. So, my take home is this simple law of three. And I can give you an example of like how I'm using that like today after someone that I really loved ended my relationship I'm in yesterday. But for me, when things got, you know, really hit rock bottom at the moment in my life, I needed to go into the desert and sweat and starve and go through a much more profound thing in nature. And so that's what I'm offering, which is
yeah,
all weekend. So, you know, that's the kind of really deep medicine that sometimes is needed when you're really, you can't get out by yourself. Because, you know, I love a quote from the mystic Gurdjieff. He says, this work, it's not difficult to do this alone. It's impossible. So sometimes you need to, you know, you can't do this by yourself. But sometimes you are by yourself. So like when I, you know, at 2 a.m. last night, and I hear myself going, oh, I cannot believe this relationship just ended. And I feel miserable, and I think of all the things that I should have done differently, or, you know, or all the, or like, why couldn't she just see that I adored her, or, you know, how could she have thought I wasn't appreciating her, and what should I have done, and blah, 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 blah. And I can hear all this stuff in my, all these words making me miserable. And then if I just think about the law of three, I realize all that is a polarity. It's all saying I'm wrong or she's wrong. And I just know from having done this work that if I can hear that I'm using the language of polarity, that I am not in touch with the full picture.
Yeah.
That I can back up and say, this is not what it is. And, you know, like you said, who knows, maybe this happened so that I could come on this show and speak more authentically about relationships. Maybe it's happening to open a room in my life for a new relationship. And, you know, again, I would be thinking at 2 a.m., oh, that was the love of my life. I let the love of my life go. I'll never be able, this will never happen for me again. And again, what am I doing? I can hear the negative, like, polarity stuff, and I can pull myself out of it.
But
like I say, sometimes you get so stuck in that you can't do it by
yourself. You need help. So tell us about the Wild Call weekend retreats that you lead, because you help people. So yeah, sometimes we're stuck in that world of you know, polarity, and we can't get ourselves out, basically. And so you help people with this. How can people, tell us about the weekend. Tell us.
Well, it's a three, I'll be holding several of them this summer in 2018, and I'll have offerings before then to prepare for it. But the first thing that I would want to offer your listeners is anyone who's interested in going deeper into this topic for their own personal situation would be to reach out to me and book one of my Dealing with Change sessions. I've set aside a limited number of these slots. They're 20 minutes, one-on-one sessions where we can meet and find out about how to apply these specific principles to your life, in your listener's life. And I call this Dealing with Change sessions. They can, to start the process, you know, well, this is all to make sure that this program can fit with your situation. And it will take 20 minutes one-on-one and to personalize this. And to start the process, you can go to this link, which is bit.ly Dealing with Change Session. So it's bit.ly/dealing with change session, all one word. Again, that's bit.ly/dealing with change session, bit.ly/dealing with change session. And at that link, you know, there's just a few questions that you can answer. And then once you've answered them, I or one of my team will reach out and schedule a time for us to talk for 20 minutes. And again, you know, we'll have what I call a Dealing with Change session. And that way we can personalize this for, you know, your specific situation, because I know everybody's in a different place. But these, you know, at the Wild Call weekend, these are age old cures or remedies or medicines or processes. And, you know, they're very robust. So.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to go into the mystery. Like, you have to say, you know, go somewhere. Like you went out to the desert. You have people come to your retreats. Where are your retreats located?
They're right now I'm doing all of them. You know, this is in the early phases in a 60-acre private estate in the Poconos. It's only about an hour and a half, 2 hours, under 2 hours from New York City. So the idea is that this is something that busy, you know, city people can come to. And who knows, maybe I'll do one on the West Coast if there's enough demand. But that's where I've been doing them, is in this place on the East Coast.
That's awesome. Okay. And so so obviously people can get a hold of you, bit.ly/dealingwithchange.com.
No, bit.ly/dealingwithchangesession.
Dealing with Change Session. Okay. All right. That's great. And what is your main website that if people want to just read about you or get a hold of you, like in general,
Well, I'm working on it. It's not perfect, but it's wildcallweekend.com.
Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you. They can learn a little bit more there too. And guys, grab your session with Ben. This is a great opportunity to talk with him, and you can get some perspective on breaking out of the whatever duality you're stuck in right now that's causing you pain. This is a really, really valuable chance to talk with Ben Goldman. So thank you, Ben. I really appreciate you being on here. And thanks. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Una Drake, Your Juicy Love, and we've been talking to Ben Goldman. So thank you.
Thank you, Una. This has been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat and I co-host together, creating juicy conversations, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. I interview amazing guests, and you'll learn how to transform your relationships so you can stay juicy. To learn more about me or to listen to past shows, visit my website at unadrake.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.